And as if one next big thing isn't enough, we're going to go from video games to fashion. We have two guys who really know their basketball shoes. Shane and Sean Ward are identical twin brothers. 4 years ago, they started Detney, their own shoe company, in New York. Sean Ward is the designer. Shane is the business brain. They join us from our New York bureau. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. We're happy to be here.
So first of all, where does the name Detney come from?
Well, you know what? When we first started our shoe company, we were willing to name it after something that was really special to our heart. So we said, what's better than bringing in where we're from, which is Detroit, and where we started the company, New York? So we just combined those two cities and said, you know what? Let's call it D-E-T-N-Y, Detney.
And it's important to call them sneakers, not tennis shoes, right? What's so terrible about tennis shoes? I mean, does that just immediately tag you with so unhip?
I think our industry goes in cycles, you know. I think it's a situation where sneakers just sounds cooler now. It just makes you feel sexier, I guess.
Oh, it doesn't make you feel sexier. I definitely want that. Oh, I definitely want that. I'm all about that. Shane, in the past, you designed sneakers for Adidas and One. And Sean, you were a day trader. So what made you guys decide to start your own company? And I think, Sean, maybe you want to take that one.
Well, basically, when Shane moved to New York, he started a freelance design company. And I was here trading stocks in the stock market. And after we became partners in our freelance design company, we designed for like Fila, Puma, Converse, Lugs, Rolly Elastic. And after doing that for 2 years really successfully, we said, you know what, let's stop making these great shoes for other companies. And we started Detney by fusing function of an athletic shoe with our own sense of style. So we're really building more casual, athletic-inspired dress shoes right now.
What is in your line for spring and summer?
This is Shane. We have a new collection coming out called Shane and Sean. And that's going to be our higher-end collection where we introduce heels. In the last couple of years, it's just been more flats and more sport casual shoes. And we just had women coming up to us saying, hey, if you could give us this fit and feel on a 3.5-inch stiletto, that would be wonderful. So that's been creating a lot of buzz. And then we have another shoe on the men's side called the SF Spain. It's a shoe that has a lot of different patches on it with distressed leathers and the shoe just really speaks like a lot of different words with the patches, and it's like a showstopper when you walk down the street.
Okay, so let's get back to some sneakers. what are the hot trends? I'm still wrapping my head around high-heeled sneakers, okay? I'm not there yet. I'm not there. I shouldn't admit that, but I'm not there.
What Shane and I decided to do when we looked at you know, what's coming out in some of the shoes that we previewed for the spring, we kind of came up with a rating system. And from 1 to 5, 1 being the lowest and 5 being the highest.
Okay. There's a new Air Jordan 22?
Yes, this is Sean. One thing that we noticed about it was, on the positive side, was that they went into their history to bring back a silhouette that was really successful, which was the Air Jordan 3, which Shane and I actually owned back in high school. But the negative part of it, even though it took inspiration from the Air Jordan 3, it wasn't fresh enough and probably not as unique. We also felt like the materials they use a basketball material on this upper, which is, I think, is very gutsy. Shane and I basically gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
I think it's cute. I don't know if it's worth whatever they're charging, but it's cute. Okay, what else do you like?
This is Shane. The Air Force 3 Premium was our favorite shoe. This shoe, what we really like about it is that it's combining was really popular and going on that's going on right now, not only with athletic shoes but in fashion. They're looking at one silhouette and one style, and they're putting multiple colors on a shoe. And this shoe is taking that inspiration, but also is combining it with a very like athletic bottom, kind of like points out what was hot back in the 80s with some of the retro styling as well. So we gave this a 5 out of 5. We felt it was a very appropriate shoe and a good-looking shoe.
Appropriate for a 4th of July parade, maybe. I mean, it's very patriotic because you got the red, white, and blue going.
Yeah, it could be Puerto Rico colors as well.
Yeah, okay. All right, give me one more. I don't see anything for the ladies.
Well, you know what? The shoe that we'll talk about now, this is okay. Sean, is the Royal Elastics Icon. And this shoe is men's and women's. This shoe has been around for about 5 or 6 years, and they keep bringing it back because the customers keep buying it. And I think any girl who's like a Gwen Stefani fan is going to be a fan of these shoes because it's really colorful, it's cool, and it's comfortable, and it's like a weekend kick-around shoe or a week kick-around shoe for teenage girls. And our final rating was a 4, and I think Shane has something to say about it also.
Yeah, what's going on in the athletic shoe industry is that now it's not like the day of when Michael Jordan was around and there was tons of signature shoes. And this Royal Elastic shoe kind of combines what's going on as far as like kids, you know, not necessarily going out and buying a $180 shoe. They're buying four pair of Vans shoes or what have you, and some Converse, which is really hot right now as well.
How much is it?
Probably about 75 bucks.
65,
okay. So you're saying
bucks.
That there's kind of a trend away from the super expensive shoes. Does it ever concern you that you're in a market where sometimes really destructive things happen around the products that you make? I mean, we've had this phenomenon of kids robbing each other, shooting each other over sneakers, and kids spending money their families really don't have and putting all this pressure on their families to pay for these super expensive shoes. And I just, you know, wonder how do you think about that?
Yeah, this is Shane. I think you bring up a really good point because my brother and I, we grew up in the inner city of Detroit, and we were actually victims of, you know, a crime similar to exactly what you're talking about, which they call checking in. My mother was, you know, very aware of what was going on in the areas that we were living in, and she was very hesitant to buy us these jackets that we really wanted. It was one of the starter jackets. I'm not sure if you remember those,
sure,
how popular
sure.
they were in the day. And we got those for Christmas, and literally a couple months after that, you know, we had them actually stolen right off of our backs. So I think it's a lot of it just comes down to the parents because the big companies, you know, they hear about those stories every now and then, but they're so far away from it. So they still keep pushing on with their marketing. They're still going to create the LeBron James shoe that's going to be $250.
You know, it used to be sneakers were for running around,
yep,
playing sports, okay? Yeah. And then if you broke your foot, you know, you couldn't fit your leather shoe on it, you might get a pair. Why did sneakers become such a hot thing?
I'm just going as far as back as I can go, even before, like, Jordan made a lot of noise on the basketball scene was when, like, Run DMC, you know, was telling everybody about their Adidas. Then the suede Pumas came out. That, to me, the shell toe is, like, the first time where you saw non-athletes, you know, who used to wear the shell. The shell toe actually came out because it was a toe protector when you're on the basketball court, when people coming down from rebounds. But when Run DMC came out, took the laces out, put the fat tongues outside the pants, was the first time, at least I can remember, where it was like, okay, this is a fashion trend now to wear, you know, at school.
Sean and Shane Ward, they are the owners and founders of Detney Shoes in New York. They joined us from our NPR bureau in Manhattan. Thanks, guys. Thank you for your insights and good luck with everything.
Oh, thanks for having us. We appreciate
it. Thanks a lot. We really appreciate it.